Blog Talk Radio.
As the master of your life, and as a goddess, you will realize that the key to all of this is thankfulness, gratefulness, thankfulness, gratefulness, thankfulness, gratefulness, thankfulness, gratefulness, gratefulness. Raise up, take a deep breath, great rising, it's a new day, let's start from your toes, thankful for your feet, I'm thankful for my legs, I'm thankful for my knees, I'm thankful for my thighs, I'm thankful for my hips. I'm thankful for my waist. I'm thankful for my eyes. I'm thankful for my neck. I'm thankful for my shoulders. I'm thankful for my arms. I'm thankful for my toes. I'm thankful for my fingers. I'm thankful for my ears. I'm thankful for my nose. I'm thankful for my eyes. I'm thankful for my breath of life. I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful for this life. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I woke up. I'm smiling. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. I'm breathing. I'm living. And I was given another chance. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm healthy. I'm breathing. I'm living. I'm wealthy. I'm thankful for this life. I'm thankful for the love. I'm thankful for the mother. I'm thankful for the father. I'm thankful for the ancestors. I'm thankful for the gods. I'm thankful for the goddesses. I'm thankful for the earth. I'm thankful for the sun. I'm thankful for the moon. I'm thankful for the universe, within and without. I'm thankful for my gifts. I'm thankful for my lessons. I'm thankful for the love. For the blessing, I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. Gratefulness, thankfulness. I'm blessed. I'm thankful. Gratefulness, thankfulness. I'm blessed. I'm thankful. Grateful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. The key to manifesting your dreams is to be grateful. Gratefulness. Thankfulness. Be grateful. Be thankful for your dreams as if it's already yours. Gratefulness. Thankfulness. I'm grateful for the wealth. I'm grateful for abundance. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for this life. I'm grateful for high vibration. I'm grateful for this melanin. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for the breath. I'm grateful for love. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Thankful. My heart is pumping. I'm thankful. It's pumping. It's pumping. The blood in my veins is pumping. It's pumping. life. It's insane. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Gratefulness. Thankfulness. Gratefulness. Wake up. Rise up. Open your eyes. It's a new day. It's love. It's life. Smile. It's a new day. Let it go. It's a new day. Be grateful. Be thankful. Gratefulness. Thankfulness. Be grateful. Be thankful. Hands on your heart. Hands on your womb. Can you feel the heartbeat? Can you feel the vibration? Thankfulness. Gratefulness. Thankfulness. Gratefulness. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful for the ancestors. I'm thankful for the Abosun. I'm thankful for the Orishas. I'm thankful for the God and the goddesses. I'm thankful for my soul, for my spirit. I'm thankful for this rhythm. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm free. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm liberated. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm free. I'm moving. I'm free. I'm dancing. I'm in love with myself. I'm in love with this life. I'm grateful and I'm thankful. Grateful, thankful, blessed. Hey, grateful, thankful, blessed. We're grateful, thankful, blessed. We're grateful, thankful, blessed. We're grateful, we're thankful, and we're giving thanks. We're giving thanks, and we're giving thanks, because we're grateful. Woke up, got up, opened my eyes, got up, opened the window, sparked the candle, threw on some music, took a deep breath. And I smile, cause I'm grateful, grateful. And I'm thankful, thankful. I'm grateful, grateful. I'm thankful, thankful. For libations. I'm grateful, I'm thankful. I'm grateful, lit my sage. I'm grateful, I'm thankful. I'm grateful, drink some water. I'm grateful, I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Gratefulness, thankfulness, gratefulness, thankfulness, gratefulness, thankfulness, gratefulness, thankfulness, gratefulness, thankfulness, gratefulness, thankful for the laughter. I'm grateful for the hug. I'm grateful for the love. I'm grateful for the abundance. I'm grateful for the wealth. I'm grateful for the health. I'm grateful for the light. I'm grateful for the darkness. I'm grateful for the balance. I'm grateful for the food. I'm grateful for the water. I'm grateful for the air. I'm grateful for the earth. I'm grateful for my rhythm. Life. I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I'm grateful, grateful. I'm thankful, and I'm grateful, grateful. I'm thankful, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, I'm grateful. Yeah.
reflection on the water. More than darkness in the depths, seeing surface and every shadow. On the wind I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, he'll do what I please. Golden eye, no time for sweetness, but a bitter kiss will bring him to his knees. You'll never know how I watch you from the shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. The girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain, take him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I've got. You'll never know from the shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to get so close and be denied. It's a gold and honey trap I've got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss this time.
Brothers and sisters of the celestial energy, Brother Wisdom. Okay, we're going to talk about July 4th. Very important mile marker for us as the original Atlanteans. And remember, we are Atlantean Anunnaki is who we are. July 4th was a day of a lot of pain and suffering for our brothers and sister warriors. This was the last stronghold that we had fighting for our lands. And, you know, this is why the inorganics call it the Independence Day. They call it the Independence Day because they can independently do what they want to do. And they named the state of Missouri, which was a part, which was a Missouri tribe. They use all our tribal names or whatever to name these states. But We were fighting against them to contain our lands. We have been fighting against them for the longest. All right, this is after this is well after the 100-year war, and we're still warring now. Remember, this is a cosmic war that's going on our planet. We're in the midst of a cosmic war. We're fighting against beings who are not organic, who are not indigenous to the planet. So, July 4th was a day where these inorganic beings were fighting against us to get our land, and they had already been fighting against us, and we were beating them. I mean, we were wiping them out. And they realized that they couldn't beat us. So what did they do? They, after months of fighting and years of fighting, they brought reinforcements, and the reinforcements were brothers and sisters. I mean, I'm sorry, not sisters, but brothers who resembled us, and these were the ones that called the Africans, and they were Moors. All right, you got to understand that the Moors, there are no original Moors here on the planet. I don't care what no one says. I don't care what no one says. Mur, M-U-U-R, the Mu, M-U-U-R, Mu has nothing to do with Moors. Mu has nothing to do with Moors. So please don't come on here with that stuff if you have not studied Mu. Alright? They brought the Moors to this land from the land called that they call Africa to fight against us. Alright, you gotta remember, this is all after the fall. You know, our kindred had lost the identity of who we are, and lost the memory. We had lost our memory because we were all under spells. But we were still fighting for our land because it's like, you know, you can't just take our stuff. You know, they had this attitude that said that, you know, we said this is our land, and, you know, we learned their garbage English language. And they had this attitude that said, well, show us that you have ownership. Where's the paperwork? Where's the contract? You know, where's the deed of sale that say you own this land? And this is, you know, they were trying to fight us on every level. But it belongs to us. You know, this is our birthright. So as we continue fighting them, they brought thousands of these, what they call Moors, these brothers from the land called Africa, and they all had these fets on their head, and they were all dressed in a certain attire, and they made sure that they were dressed that way to distinguish between who, between us and them. And they came, and we thought that they were going to be helping us out, and they began slaughtering us. They began killing us, and the battle got fierce. And this is the day that they celebrated the very last war that they fought against us, and we were willing to war. We were wanting to war. And this is the very, this was it. So, you know, 1776, we fought a battle and won the war. They were not fighting against the British. They are British. Why would the British fight against the British? All right? Why would the British fight against their own? They weren't. They were fighting against us. All right? So this is what July 4th is about. And so many of our kinfolk, you know, they get out there and fire up fireworks every year and barbecue, and, oh, I'm just celebrating, and, you know, this is our Independence Day. This not our Independence Day, just like Juneteenth. Juneteenth is the Independence Day for those in Texas, because in Texas, they abolished the slavery thing in Texas until they amended the 13th Amendment, so they brought the 13th Amendment. But that was something that was for Texas, Juneteenth. But the whole thing about it is, this virus program has got us, or our kindred, thinking that we're independent, we're free. You know, we fought for our independence. No, this was a war that was fought against us, the originals, the true owners of this land. All right, that's what the 4th of July is all about. And they fought us, and they fought us, and they're still fighting us to this day. We're still in the midst of a cosmic war. But within this cosmic war, what has happened? We've turned against each other, just like what happened in the calendar year 1776. We turned against each other. We fight against each other instead of coming together. We destroy and slaughter each other instead of reasoning with each other. We are tribes fighting against tribes, and we don't even know. That's a tribal war. You know, I told that was a radio host one time, Mildred Gaddis here on AM 1200 in Detroit. And I told her one time on a radio station, I said, you gotta understand that we got tribes fighting against tribes. And she didn't understand what I was saying. You know, I knew then what was going on. I said, you know, we have tribes fighting against tribes. Anytime you see a brother or a sister fighting each other, they're from different tribes. This is a tribal war. And they're killing each other. Just like when the Moors came over. The Moors are the Sumerian Anunnaki. Alright, so they had the Sumerian Anunnaki fighting against the Atlantean Anunnaki, but they all had us under a spell. Alright? Our brothers and sisters who were fighting all before, fighting for the land, we were not under that spell, but when we saw the brothers coming and they had this attire on, we just thought that they were going to be fighting with us. It didn't happen that way. It didn't happen. This is what July 4th is all about. When they could independently create laws, and they had the last piece of land that they've been trying to get. I know it was the Seminole, it was the Iroquois, and there was one other tribe. The Seminole, the Iroquois, and it was one other tribe. And these were three of the strongest tribes that they had to deal with. And it was the Moors. You know, that's why I get so upset when brothers and sisters talking about they want to be Moors. You don't understand what the Moors did. When you deal with St. Patrick's Day, that was the Moors that went with them to Ireland to destroy the Twa and the Pygmy. You know, it was the Moors that did that. So a lot of the Moors helped them out. The Moors helped them do a lot of damage to their own folk. All right, but I just pass this on. 1776, July 4th. This is what really happened. All right. Catch you guys later. And you know, as usual, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Much power to you all.
Yeah, how you doing?
Brother, I'm well, brother. How you doing?
I'm fine. My question is regarding nationality. I heard you and Brother Toriano Abashango Hill on the second talking about you guys are setting a place in Arkansas, I believe. Polanski, I think. So you proceeding with a trust and... you're going international.
I'm sorry, froze.
Okay, it's cool. It's regarding the nationality with Toriano L and the place, Polanski, I think, and Arkansas, that you guys are sending
out.
Yes.
Well, the brother is out there, right?
Yes. But my friend and I are in the process to change our status and going to our nationality. And I would like to have some advice or guidance regarding that. And maybe I don't know if your process is different than other process or RVB and everything. So we are located in Canada. I don't know how it's gonna stand up. Or
In Canada or Canaan land, I know there's the Grand Sheik. I know Grand Sheik Kujo and the Canaan land more. So, what I do, like I said, is work with people individually based upon where and what their situation is. So in terms of what me or what the brother Toriano and I were talking about, that knew that material faction based on your blood and equity and all that. At the time, the only people talking about that was me and him. You know what I'm saying? At the time, like, nobody, like, there was so much stuff that I was finding out that I was like, somebody got to know this. And if they know it and they not saying it, then that means they concealing it. And if they concealing it, then that means that they not Moors in the first place. You dig? They working with the ops. So my main thing is, again, everybody's individual place. You can hit me up at houseofbell@hotmail.com. And then also keep in mind that even though you're in the Americas, you're still in a different corporate jurisdiction. So what may pop off out here a certain way may not translate the same way. You got to do stuff a certain way out there. You know what I mean? But there is a definite, I can't speak to anybody else's processes because I'm the one that people call when they processes that they do with these other people get messed up. I'm the guy that people hit up to kind of help fix all of that. You know what I'm saying? But I was out here prior to them doing all of that. You see what I'm saying? But I don't offer a quick fix. I don't offer some illusion that when you become a Moor, like all your problems in the United States or Canada, wherever that is done, like you just automatically don't have to do shit. Like I didn't, you understand? That's not what it's about. You shouldn't get into this so you don't have to do certain things. You understand? Because that means your intent is off. If anything, you want to do something like this to be as free as possible, to have as much liberty over yourself as possible, to own more of yourself as possible, to have a direct line between you and the Creator as possible without some middleman or some fake religion that your ancestors set up for these fake niggas to deal with.
That's right. And Bruce here, you mentioned his appellation, so... Brother Kujo L is is online. You know what I'm saying? Just so
Islam. Islam to the Grand Sheik, man. Thanks for holding me down. Peace for a long time. And he's one of the few people to openly bang on me.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? So that's a shout out and, you know what I'm saying? A shout out especially from, you know what I'm saying, Brother Usir, you know what I'm saying, to Brother Kujo, you know what I'm saying? So,
Islam, give thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. You already know how they be hating. They've been hating all day.
You know, it's like you mentioned, man, you talk about, you know, you expose the sellouts. Everybody's crying, unity, but Kwame, you know what I'm saying, spoke about, you know, the sellouts in the sport business, and everybody's, you know what I'm saying, is supporting him. So, you know what I'm saying, most definitely, you know what I'm saying, the work that you're doing is, you know what I'm saying, that's the most impacted, man. So, thank you, bro.
Thank you, yo. And peace to the Duke whenever he gets back on.
Yes.
To the Duke.
Exactly. So, Brother Marcus, so technically, you know, from what Sir was stating, it's to get in connection with their sincere ones. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bro, so in the meantime that Sir will be back, Kujo, could you go, you know what I'm saying, quickly on nationality to Brother Marcus? He's in Montreal,
yes, please.
All right. Well, for what, the more I was saying, there's all these different ways of, right? But depending on where it is that you're coming from, as far as your national descent, you might already have a nationality, and all you're doing is correcting your status, not necessarily proclaiming your nationality. So, for example, somebody who's from the continent, let's say, more than likely they have a nationality already. Somebody from Asia, more than likely they have a nationality. So what you're doing is you're going to be making the transition from the all capital letters name to a free name that has Bay on it, right? So with us, what we do is we do a name correction, which corrects the name, and then you do a judicial proclamation. And once you do the name correction and the judicial proclamation, then you would apply for your identification to match that, right? And again, like Brother Asir was saying, this is not for you to get out of something, or you got something going on, and you know this is more a mindset
right.
thing, correcting your mind thing, not really correcting the paper thing. But just get my number from Brother AGL
Islam,
and give me a shout since the Duke's back. Islam, Duke.
Islam, great one.
And
thanks for holding it up,
bro. Blood to the Empress and the fam. Appreciate
good looking, bro.
Appreciate
you know
how to
do.
For all your work, yo. Thank you
very much. Shukran, brother. Shukran, brother. We all we got, man.
We all we got.
For real, God.
Right now. Especially now. We're all we got for
especially
real.
Now, God. We all we got. So any Moors is doing the right thing. As the prophet said, he said, the one thing surprised me is when I see a Moor
do right.
Any Moors doing right, you got to give respect, man. So again, thanks you for always keeping it real. And letting the people know what this is, and that we all just not be active, we not passive. And the fact that just because we Moors and we practice love, truth, peace, freedom, equality, justice and quality don't mean that we don't have the scimitar and all of that too, you know? So it's definitely, we need that. So thank you, brother.
Thank you, bro. So, you know, while you were connecting. Oh, go ahead, Cujo. Go ahead, Cujo. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I yield the floor just so you could get back to your
session. Islam.
Give thanks.
Islam.
Islam.
So to the people out there, you know what I'm saying, that's just another evidence and proof, you know what I'm saying? You know, real Moors that do the work, you know what I'm saying? And despite the aiding, despite, you know what I'm saying, cutting the corner, despite the people, you know what I'm saying, or aiding, or the ones that cutting the corners speak, you know, bad. Against, you know, Asira Cujo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just to let you know that their work is significant and it's sincere.
Shukran, brother.
Yes.
Shukran, brother. Because like I said, when they'll take the message how they want, because our people be fickle. But like, for instance, when Shahrazad Ali was out here, when Jewel Pookrum was out here, when Dr. Francis Cress Wilson, bless the dead, was out here, she was telling females how they need to get right, how they need to get back when they man and come back in order. Everybody tried to ignore them, right? We want to follow more with Beyonce, single ladies, and all this other crap, right? Now here come this dude come out and just got the whole world taken by storm. This dude on the internet where the black women call in, and he basically run through them. You know what I'm saying? I forget the dude's name.
The guy, Kevin Sampson.
Right. Yes. Thank you. On the tip of my tongue, yes, him. And look, he basically saying the same thing that the sister was saying, the same thing, bro. And she was giving it to the sisters in love, because this is a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother. You understand what I'm saying? A Muslim, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who have praise for Allah, who give all respect and glory to Allah. And that's the problem. They only want to accept it from an Angela Bass, somebody that's Christian, you see, somebody that's Prince Hall, Sigma Phi, Rho, and all that shit, influence, and that's what's killing the black community. And instead of our people doing the knowledge to that, what we doing? They trying to find any type of dirt on this nigga as possible. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't doing nothing that the other one, Tommy Sotomayor, and the other one was doing. You know what I'm saying? But the problem, like I said, is niggas want to pick and choose the message. They want to pick and choose the messenger. We want to be able to get the knowledge and all that, but we want to be able to assimilate it how we want to assimilate it. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to know why you got the info to say this, this, and that. But these same motherfuckers sit there and watch Dr. Phil all day. You know what I'm saying? These same niggas watching Ayanna Van Sant all day, who used to come out and try to diss Scheherazade Ali. Mm-hmm. And now look at her. Now look at her. She now echoing the same shit. And keep it real with you. Keep it real with you on her. She wrote a book. And in the book, she talked about how she was with this dude in the projects one time and knew he had a girl, but she was doing her own thing. And she wound up, the girl wound up coming home early. And the dude wound up being like, whatever. He ain't trying to lose his girl. Grab up all her clothes and threw her out the window. Mm-hmm. Right, had to go out the project window. That was my pops.
For real.
Real talk, son. That was my father. That was my father on his pimp shit and whatever back then.
Wow.
And I say that to say the woman that he wasn't trying to leave was my mother. You understand? This is how deep we be involved in the game and don't even know. This shit I found out about right before he died, bless the dead.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is stop hating on the messenger, man. Let's start respecting one another. Let's put the original woman back where she's supposed to be. And all of these Boule, Sigma Phi Rho, Black Skull and Bones chicks, because that's who's really running it right now, if y'all ain't know. The Sigma Phi Rho and the what you call it, the OTO Scottish white men. Because Sigma Phi Rho was set up to be basically the female, Black female Skull and Bone. Also, Sandra Bland was Sigma Phi Rho. And you see what they did to her when she started waking up. If that was even a real occurrence. Because, you know, they made a video about it. They had a Netflix movie and shit. So whenever they get like that, mm-hmm. That's the other thing. Netflix was started by Sigmund Freud's great-great-grandson. Sigmund Freud was a fraud, was a voracious pedophile who was inbred and was marrying into his sister, and everybody in their family went crazy. And this is the nigga that they established the whole psychological evidence from. Another one of his proteges was a dude named Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays is the father of feminism. This is the nigga that created feminism as a military operation to inject into the Black community to get Black women to give up their families to move more into becoming white women into their family.
The masses are going to go through every ailment there is. You can't be worrying about that, because if we keep worrying about the trouble that the masses are in, we never cultivate anything among ourselves to get to the high level in which the masses gonna be a part of. Because ultimately, all this shit got to be destroyed. You see what I'm saying? So T.D. Jakes is just a part of the same society, you see what I'm saying, that the masses are the same people. You see what I'm saying? He's only a manifestation of their ignorance.
Okay. We have a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are you telling me I'm the devil just because the skin is important?
Look.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Look.
Yes.
Look. 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 Okay. I'm going to use this from whether she's the devil based on the skin she's born in. I'm not going to use it from a religious standpoint of view, because just like the African is still before the table said, you know,
yes,
you use,
right.
You deal with the whole religious thing and all, and you throw people off.
Yes, sir.
But what we're saying is this, based on historically, and if you get into your learned white people, they bear witness to this, that historically, you were going around the planet and enslaved and raped and pillaged and killed to this particular day. And you suffer, And this is in the masses of you. Now, this is one that is in the collective of white. You suffer from a superiority complex.
Yes, sir.
And I don't see why wouldn't you. Everything you see, every image you see is of white folks.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So now, on that particular aspect of, on that particular aspect of the religious aspect and all, I will say based on the metaphysical aspect, mm-hmm. based on the Kabbalah, they say the intruder, which means that was a person that wasn't there in the beginning, that now is intruding and causing an incontinuance to learning because they cause luxury. That's the capitalistic society. So as so like I say, is this here. As an individual, as an individual, it doesn't really matter, but as a collective, that's what we deal with. Because personally, be honest with you, you personally don't have no effect on me. You can't really do anything to me.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So to be grown up about this individually, it don't even really matter. But we talking about collectively, you benefit from a system and a society. You understand what I'm saying? That collectively, not just black people, but all indigenous people. We just going back. Look, you just had a man that died recently.
I can't
right. You just had a man that died recently. What's your boy, the actor that just died?
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. And what did he say when he sent that Native American woman to the Academy Award? She say, you all look and you would think that the Native Americans happen on another planet somewhere or another continent. You go about talking about this freedom thing and you massacred millions of people. Let me show. So my point here, historically, you figure it out. Let me give you an example. They came to San Francisco. Now, they had already broke all the treaties. They pushed them from the middle of the country. Their last stand was San Francisco. In 3 years, they had 60 million Native Americans. And when they got through in 3 years, they had 20.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So we talking about people that's massacring 50. They massacred 80 million buffaloes just so the Native Americans couldn't eat. So historically, it's not even an argument. My point here is, if you get off of just the whole thing based on the biological thing and just deal with the principalities of mindsets, you see what I'm saying? The mindsets. You benefit from a culture that exacerbates and fosters this shit to this day. You see what I'm saying?
No, that, privilege creates blindness, and it creates... selfishness, and I absolutely agree.
You see what I'm saying? So,
you see,
my point is, and so, now, and so my point here is, and guess what? Believe it or not, I'm not talking today based on the stuff that you've done in the past. I'm giving you concept of what shit is going on right now on a global level. On a global level. You see what I'm saying? So my point here is on that particular level, so I tried it because, you know, yes, you got Sarnetta will tell you how he feels.
Okay.
And you can come in any Saturday and he'll get on your ass.
That's right.
Yeah. You know. So my rendition is to take it from another point of view so you can leave this what you call it understanding that we're not just here personally saying these things because we're upset what you did with us in the past. We're talking about globally. On some things that's actually going on personally, on some things that's going on. You see what I'm saying? So it's on that particular level, you know. I say it that way, you know.
What I wanted to say is that if you alienate people, like I agree with you.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you.
You feel no frat, baby. You don't even have to worry about this thing. Let me tell you, you ain't got to worry about this. This is another. No, I'm gonna tell you. This is no. Let me tell you the fear that white people go around with. Just listen to what I'm trying to say. There's nothing I'm going to say to these people that's going to turn them against white folks with my little 1 or 2 hours of saying this when you all have blatantly done things for years and they still love you. And the bottom line is, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. That's not our nature. Black people will never be haters and never will. No matter how much we espouse that stuff, first of all, in order for us to be racist, you got to have a power to even... To impose racism.
That's
so
right.
You really don't have to worry about this type of thing on a person's views. Be honest with you. our people love you. So therefore, when you get a brother up here that's telling you what time it is, you should actually champion that. Because most black people, you're going to go around, they're going to be skinning and grinning.
That's right.
And they're going to, and they're going to,
that's not what I want.
Well, well, good then.
Yo, let her know Negroes love her.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, yes, yes.
You have no control over it because you don't control the system.
Right.
You just caught up in it. Real folks are going to skin and grin.
No, but you know what, like Francis Quest Wilson say, if you really want to not be alienated, tell us what you say when we ain't around.
I will.
That's what I'm saying. Don't, now, because you can't come up here and tell me that when we are not around, white people sit around and they don't say shit about us. We know fucking white folks. And we know that in society is based on that.
You may think you know white folks, you don't know me.
I'm not talking about you. I'm saying if you saying you don't want to be, if you want to be an aide, you want to be an aide, tell us what you talk about when we ain't around, because we don't get that side. So obviously, there's some, you know what I'm saying, if you really into this type of thing. I know, I'm just trying to say here is, my point here is ultimately, you still gonna, when the setting gone and we gonna be away from this table, you gonna benefit from a society that's gonna be for your rule.
I have undue privileges. Absolutely, in every step that I take down the street.
You see what I'm saying?
I apologize for every privilege that I have.
And stuff like that.
I give up every privilege.
But look at here. Well, since you got an opportunity right now, since you over here crying and stuff, why don't you start telling us about what these white folks be saying when we ain't around? Don't tell me right now that you sitting up here naive to the fact of what you say when we ain't around. You still ain't saying it. It's not like you just fell out of some wonderland somewhere and stuff like that. No, come on now. You
waiting for a response.
That's what I'm trying to say. We get fooled by this shit. We get fooled by this. They say shit when we ain't around. So I'm trying to say, if you really want to say you what, you gotta tell us what they say when you ain't around.
In other words, what the brother's saying is that the apology and the tears is
don't
not what we
that.
Want to get from you.
I know, and
we want information.
Information.
If you really want to, if you want to really, check it out. Wait a minute. Check it out. Hey, yo. Check it out. If you really want to get down, then get down. You know what I'm saying?
Tell us.
Tell us what's going on.
What
we
they
don't
say.
Know what apologize. You can't apologize.
Tell us
so
what they say when we ain't around. And you know what?
Man.
It's amazing because we never get. It's amazing because we never get that side from white folks.
Right.
We live our whole lives and none of you all ever come to the ghetto.
That's right.
And not just the ghetto, because we the richest people of the Africans. Black people in America, we consumers.
That's right.
This street showing you this right now.
Right.
But you never come to our side of the town and say, hey, guess what these people saying about
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? And it's not as if the world, I don't want to spread nothing on. You got to do is turn on the damn TV. They've been doing it in Hollywood for years. And so my point here is it's ongoing. It's ongoing. We need, and you say, well, why would you need me to validate that? Let me explain something to you. If you was to get on this video right now and tell us what white people say when we ain't around. You know how many white black people you'll wake up? I could talk for 10 years and black people won't even listen to me. But if one white woman said that, so see? See?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know. Well.
What did your daddy say? What did your uncle say? What did your friend's parents say? Huh? The people in your family, their parents.
Coming down the steps.
Deserve to learn. Try the war. Come let me know.
Everyone deserves.
moved us from Africa. We was once happiness pursuers. Now we backstabbing, combative and abusive. The African and Arab are at it, they most Muslim. We should be moving in unison, disputes are in. Bounty hunters in Grape Street get cool again. Some standing housing, got the young running rampant wildin'. Poor phantom, he can stallin'. Mask on his face, grabbing his Ruger. Say nobody move, I shoot you, man, you expiring. Catch 25 and he does it like a man inside with black, white pride and Mexican. Survive the best he can, strap a shank to his thigh. Why don't we all collide? Why do the young die? It's loss of murder and burglary. Tattoos his chest as his enemies don't deserve to breathe.
Everyone deserves to burn, and every child deserves to learn. Look. Cause every man deserves a turn, like Babylon deserves to burn.
I drink poison, then I vomit diamonds. I gave you Mandela, black Dalai Lamas. I gave you music, you enthusing my kindness. So how dare you reduce me to Donny Imus. Timeless in case we ain't never been acquainted. Climate, who made it, it gets duplicated. Mindless violence, well let me try to paint it. Here's the 5 steps and most to explain it.
One.
It's me and my nation against the world.
Two.
The me and my clan against the nation.
Three.
The me and my fam against the clan.
Four.
The me and my brother with no hesitation. Go against the fam until they cave in.
Five.
Now who's left in this deadly equation?
Five.
That's right, it's me against my brother. Then we point a Kleshnikov and kill one another.
Everyone deserves to earn, and every child deserves to learn. Every man deserves a turn, like Babylon deserves to burn.
On our tribal, over colors, over money, over land and over island, over God and over idols, and evil lovers. Over breakfast, over dinner, over sofas. Over jungle, over rima, over bokas. Over Brooklyn, over Queens and over rockers. Over red and over blue and over chokers. Over red and over blue and undercovers. Tribal trouble, the tribe I suffer. Cause the youth them now go a war and go fight with knuckle. The two-side scuffle. Vietnam now go a war with no more kung fu, none chuckle. The silent shuckle. And the Queen of England and Uncle Sam them a flex them muscle. The tribal hustle, blood time and puzzle. Survival struggle.
Everyone deserves to earn, every child deserves to learn. Each and every one deserves a turn, like a flame deserves to burn. Everyone deserves to earn, and every child deserves to learn.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday with your host, Haru. And I am your host, Haru. And as you guys always know, I'm joined with the Ear family. We got Auntie LJ in the building. Eternal is on vacation. He went on a trip to New York with him and his spouse. And they look like that they are having a great time. I saw that he had met Red Pill and Blue Pill yesterday. I knew he was going to run into somebody, and I just had a feeling that it was going to be them. So I was happy to see that, you know, he was having a good time enjoying himself. So shout out to you, Brother Eternal. PCU, Auntie LJ. And what are we talking about today? Okay, so happy 4th of July, okay? J-E-W-L-I-E, all right? July. And no shade, you know what I'm saying? We are in an energy space that we are starting to tell the truth about things, you know what I mean? So there's no anger, there's no shade, you know, what the white man did, white supremacy, none of that black power bullshit here at ear, okay? We don't do that here, all right? But what we do is we educate, and we, you know, whether it resonates with you or whether it doesn't resonate with you, you know, you just take it and leave it. You know, Auntie LJ speaks a lot on the messenger, you know. And you know what? That is fucking true. I don't know if it was Asir that said it or Bobby, one of them said, I think it was Asir. But, you know, and you know what? Brother Rain actually said it a long time ago, and it stuck with me. You know, there's certain things that certain people say that stick with me. And Brother Rain, y'all, you know, you may know him from Gloves Off last year. You can go back in the archives, check out some of his, you know, broadcasts that he done in ear. But he has the Gloves Off segment. And he, one day he said, the problem, the issue with our people, meaning black, those are the, you know, black, which we are starting to also become, come into that. What if, you guys, what if we research the word black? You know, we like to put on the badge of skin color and all of that, but what if that too is a program of limitation? Let me say that. Just what if, all right? I'm not speaking your truth, okay? Just what if? You know, that too is a program of enslavement. You know, go ahead and study when the word black was even invented. Hell, moreover, when the word God was even originated. What was it before it was God? You know, what was this shit before Adam and Eve? Is Adam and Eve our story, her story, or is Adam and Eve his story? You know, so here is a great opportunity for all of you guys, for the world, to really start to dig deep. The Christopher Columbus story, you know, what was that truly about? You know, using your own discernment, you know what I'm saying? Dr. Deborah Blair always speaks about, you know, the truth is not your truth until you decide that it's the truth for you. Remember that. I remember that from Blair years ago, and I kept that with me, you guys. That's why you guys don't really see me swaying to what other people, you know, other people can suggest, you know, but you'll never see, you know, it's because we decide at the end of it all what it is for us. So I said all that to bring me back to, you know, study what is the 4th of July. I promise you, in history, I did not pay attention at all. I was asleep up until high school. And when I, you know, when I started drinking at age 14, you know, I was drunk throughout high school, because I knew, I'm talking literally, I knew that it was bullshit. So I never paid attention to history at all on any level, okay? But I'm very grateful that I started to, you know, in 2010, I started to, you know, begin to delve deeper into self. And delving deeper into self, having that willingness has led me in so many different directions, you guys. And it's also led many of you in so many different directions. So I'm happy to see that. Oh, shit. I got to make a phone call. I am happy to see that more and more of us, Auntie LJ, I'm going to pass you the mic because I need to step out for like a minute or two. But, guys, who were the dirty Moors? You know what I'm saying? Who were the dirty Moors? Because, you know, in this thing is deeper than the Independence Day of, you know, whatever the white man, you know, I don't even know the real fucking story, honestly, but my point is things are always deeper than the surface. Now, Brother Wisdom told you a little bit about the Moors. Guys, when you go classroom Moors, when you get in that classroom, I can't even find the words, you know, and it's no shade to anymore in the original people and none of that, but you know, how much shit has been covered up, you guys? Like, are y'all? And then we go out our ways, I'm talking killing people, to, you know, withhold these secrets. Y'all serious? Like, I always ask, like, how long have we been doing this? And we have been doing this for a long, long time. I got a headache just now because it's that deep. Like, I can't even, I'm going to pass the mic. Auntie LJ, happy 4th of July. We're going to talk about it today. Greetings. If you can hear me, your mic is on, Auntie. Okay, it's the 4th of July, so she may have things going on in the background. There was another clip that I was going to play, and this clip is about current events. So let's go ahead and play this clip, guys. It's Brother Sear again, but he talks more. We do need to insert. This clip is an hour long. You know, I know you guys enjoy us talking, but we do not like to always recommend on our own understanding, but we like to always include others. So, and plus it's the summer, you guys. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of clips. Sorry, y'all. You know, we'll talk a lot and do, you know, but, you know, we kind of on vacation too, you guys. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, give us a little slack. We definitely appreciate your patience, but, you know, this summer there will be more clips inserted in the broadcast, guys, because, you know, being that we are off for the summer and we are on vacation sometimes and doing, you know, we're balancing. So I just want to let the ear audience know that, you know, it will be kind of different for the summer. But we're still here. Normally we take off, but we are still here. So here we go. All right, guys, let me go ahead and play this clip, guys, and we'll be back after the clip.
Black magic, God, Holy Ghost, Lord, Jesus, Bata, orgasmic, order more acid, more than four tablets, portal door passage, born before mortal war happened, we were lords way before we were poor black men, now we like Catherine, only having four Jackson, sword of pure magic, slaughter four dragons, heat like corduroy fabric, door-to-door tactics, easy like tortoise on boarded floor backspin, rapping like the man that created it, and I just play with it, shine radiant, raising it, sunbathing it, voice tone sharper than razor tip, when I aim it at megaliths, make them raise and lift, you can't relate to this, even if you paint a pic of me and you and somehow make the faces switch, but I like to babysit, throne made of baby skin, donated by natives that procreate in sin, they gon' need to raise the rim, they gon' need a cage in that gymnasium, I play to win, Will still Chamberlain, put the globe on my middle finger and made it spin, they gon' need to raise the rim, they gon' need a cage in that gymnasium, I play to win, Will still Chamberlain.
Peace, family. Welcome to another episode.
Peace, family.
Underground Railroad Productions.
What's up, everybody?
With our city, the Duke of Kids in New York.
Hey, what's up, man? Back in Brucey, and what's up, everybody? Islam, thanks for coming out yesterday to the great event we had. Big up to the elder, the Honorable Phil Valentine Eel, as well as Brother Panic with the heavier cold knowledge. It was a great event, man. It was so many people. We couldn't, the line was around the corner, so it was really, really dope, man. Thank you for having me, my brother.
Yo, a lot of people was coming up to my queen and just telling me how good your presentation was.
Thank you, brother.
And they can't wait to hear more from you, my brother.
Inshallah, man. I'm trying to stay worthy of the praise, man. You know what I mean? Trying to stay above water and show people that we could be unified and still have differences of opinion but come together the way it was and the way it should be with us, man.
Right, exactly.
Watch your thing, Mortis. The car. Hold up.
Exactly.
Watch out, Mortis.
So listen, toward the end, a brother was talking to you.
Right.
And he had brought up him being a secure party creditor.
Right.
Paperwork.
Right.
Going to court and stuff like that.
Right.
And you started going into how it's not just paperwork. A lot of things, and we was talking about, you know, how shit is in this reality.
Yes.
And you were saying how a lot of it is mental.
Yes.
And I guess that's something you can't teach somebody on paper.
Nah. Talk to me about the, because I, you know, I, you deal a lot with etymology. Somebody
Indeed.
Told me the etymology of man is mind.
Yes.
Okay, could you go into that for me,
yes,
brother?
Yes, bro. The mind, again, is the, watch your back, bro. The mind is the aspect of us that exists between the physical, the soul, and the spirit. We've been taught that most of the things that happen to us, or they'll say like we're spirit beings, excuse me, we're, what you call it, spiritual beings having a human experience.
Right.
Instead of human beings having a spiritual experience.
Right.
But when we say the spirit, then what do we talk about where the soul is? And the soul exists between what we call the spirit, which is the breath, right? The physicality, which is the body, right? And then the aspect of us, right, that manifests through that in what we call the soul. But the soul is somewhat bound to the physical, because the physical, or what we call the soul, is the culmination of how the mind, you know what I mean, works in conjunction with the breath and the physical. So when we speak of the mind or the mind's eye, we're talking about the aspect of us that is connected to the ultra higher self that we refer to as Allah, God, Supreme Being, Jehovah, Yahweh, Krishna, whatever they want to call it. You know what I mean? Because all the different earthly designations are just variations of the same idea. So when we talk about, let's say, paperwork, in the end, we're talking about another form of physical expression. It says in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word came into manifested in flesh, and then we are basically the representation of that.
Okay.
But what happens is the brain, which is partly the physical body, is then entranced with the ego. Watch your back, Mo. The ego itself is the aspect of, you know what, God, can you walk with him so that way in the front so he don't walk in the night? The ego itself is an aspect of physical reality. And that physical reality is finite. You know what I'm saying? In a sense that the ego has fooled you to believe that you're it, or that it is you, when it is just there to help protect you and preserve aspects of your physicality. Because what the ego do is say, like a fly, if a fly is flying around, mm-hmm. and you try to swat it and the fly move, that means the ego in the fly said move, because you're going to die.
Okay.
So really it's about self-preservation. So therefore the ego is about self.
Uh-huh.
But remember, we come from the all manifested in the one.
Uh-huh.
So we're constantly talking about what we got to do for self, 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 and not understand that it's really about I, self, Lord, and master, meaning bringing the culmination of us as individuals with the people together, meaning that what I do as an individual reflects on what I do in my community. That's
Indeed.
Why whenever one so-called black person do something bad, it's like it makes us all look bad.
Right,
but
right.
Caucasian people could be out here raping, killing, murdering, right? Gentrifying, pedophiling, doing all the stuff that they do, when really that is actually an aspect of their culture. And we are starting to, our problem is, I feel like we try to match our ego with that. And that's not our culture. Our culture is love, truth, peace, freedom, justice, and equality.
Wow.
So we're always held accountable for it where they won't be.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get mad, our ego get mad and be like, oh, well, how come this black man is getting locked down or whatever for this crime, but then the white guy, he do the same crime and get less time? Because they created the occupational system to put you in that box so that way that can happen. But the way that happened is because we stopped being familiar and peaceful and practicing love with each other. So as much as it is this person's, or this what some people call the Tamahu or the Magunza or the colonizer or whatever, to me, it is just a physical manifestation of what was negative or what was in us that had to be expelled. And because we started to lose love between one another, this thing grows up as the green monster, you know what I mean,
right, right.
to force us back into balance with each other. So what has happened is, instead of us doing that, what do? We fall deeper into the tribalism. deeper into the ego, deeper into the sectarianism, deeper into the separatism. So when I say, when I'm reading a book on, when I'm reading the book of Enoch, for instance, when I'm reading the book of Enoch, that's more in science to me.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm reading the so-called Bible, that's more in science to me. When I'm reading the Quran, when I'm reading any book, I'm looking at the aspect of myself in it. So
okay.
that allows me to retain it more than just reading it as a subject.
Oh, okay.
So what happens is you retain it more. See, what they did was they turned you against the ancient names of your people, so that, and then created pictures of other people in it, in your place, so that way when you hear these names, you automatically turn off. So when I say Phoenician, when I say Carthaginian, when I say Elamite, when I say Moabite, when I say ancient Canaanite, when I say the ancient Z people or the Anasazi or Apache, if you've been bred to believe that these are other races, then you're missing the fact that they're really talking about your ancestors.
Right.
That's
right.
You.
That's a good point.
But they made a movie about it and had Elizabeth Taylor dress up like Cleopatra, so now that means she was white, right? That don't exist. That is all a post-hypnotic suggestion that is a manifestation of a reality that had to be slowed down to the point of almost infancy in order for the slow ones to rise up. And instead of us keeping our vibration high, we basically try to match their vibration. That's why we went from high power lyrics like big up to brother Cedric Ill, a.k.a. the Mighty Set G from Ultramagnetic MCs. He came through the other day. And so we go from that to a little Uzi Vert or this, and that. And because he has the trappings, the young homie Uzi Vert, because he has the trappings of success, what appears to be success from the eye, we act like he's doing something better than what the elders did. But in essence, at least back then, we could understand what these brothers was talking about. We have dummied down ourselves so much that we're not even speaking on records no more. You understand? We're dumbing down to the point, I came from an era where we was building so much with stuff that you had a plethora of stuff to pick from. Now, you have more choice in potato chips than you do in a good music. You know what I'm saying? They'll give you a better choice in cars than leaders.
Wow.
Black people are the so-called black people are the only people whose leaders are chosen from entertainment. No other race do that. And it's done like that for a reason. Because they've been engendering our society. I mean, look at this. I remember when this out.
Let's take a look. That's the,
look at this, man. This is the Apple
the
Store.
Apple Store in Brooklyn. In BK.
This is in Brooklyn. They got Brooklyn looking like Cooper Union, 14th Street, B. In another 10 years, it's going to be nothing but skyscrapers here. And then what? I remember when a brand Nubian lived right here. I remember when, we would have the so-called street festivals and all of that right here.
Right.
Right? I remember when we used to have the Atlantic Annex. Remember that?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Damn.
And you had all, and at that time, you had so many different aspects of our people's cultural identities displayed. You had the Chemites, you had the Moors, you had the Nation of Gods and Earths, you had the Hebrews, you had the Christians, you had everybody doing their thing, but everybody was allowed to exist in their own lane. Now, it's like, if you don't believe or if you don't co-sign this, then I'm going to bang on you and make you feel this, this, and that. This Moors right now, as much love as I got for the Prophet, there's some Moors that shine me on and act like they cool with me and then behind my back say, oh, well, he ain't doing what the Prophet did. He ain't doing this. He ain't doing that. Meanwhile, these niggas is putting people back in the church. A lot of these Moors are straight Muslim Christians. You know what I'm saying? And I'm tired of being in situations and ciphers where there are no solutions presented. And when there's no solutions, there's no commonality. And when there's no commonality, nobody's getting together to actually plan for the future. So while we're not doing that, they doing all of this. While you not planning, they create, this is one of the ugliest buildings I've ever seen in my life. This Barclays thing, it's disgusting. They couldn't get a better architect to flip this. But no, but what? Look at what they do. They put the right there, they put the Third Reich Eagle right in the blue. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Look up pictures. You got the light more. They got pictures. If you go back on and look on the Third Reich, especially under a guy named Heinrich Himmler, they got the same Nazi eagle on the joint. So that's a coincidence? Look up Barclays in London and look up how they were investors
in slavery,
in,
right?
Not only slavery, into the British East India Company.
Okay.
They were responsible for the Opium Wars that decimated all the original Asiatic so-called Chinese people because they didn't want to do business with the Caucasoid European after he displaced us over here. So they only wanted to do business with the original Republican government.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, they call this land Beikoko.
Say that again. They called it what?
Beikoko.
Beikoko.
Right. Bei meaning Lord. Koko meaning black.
Black. Right. Right. Wow.
So in that, they had to decimate them in World War II and hit them with the bomb that they were supposed to drop on the Germans. And ever since then, these dudes been all about Hello Kitty and manga and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? And they have a whole culture that's been bleached out. Where prior to 1945, most of the Japanese people looked just like us.
Mm.
Darker, even, in some places. Especially in what they call the hinterlands out there.
Right.
But I say all of that to say that how they also flipped it was they got one of their shills, so-called Sean Carter, to act like he was the face for it.
Right.
Because what they do is they use so-called stooges, Freemasonic stooges like that, give them certain prestige so that way they can be the face. So that way when they want to gentrify your joint, they use him as the placeholder so you think it's a black man coming up on it when he don't even own maybe less than 0.1% of this thing. But they marketed it like it was his idea.
Right, yeah, that was the idea.
And because he's from Brooklyn, and because he's from Marcy, and because people done made him the god of some or whatever, and again, I'm not picking on him, I'm just using him as an example. We could go straight. And so they've created a situation of a perpetual slave mentality that it only exists in a mind. So there was a brother.
So, well,
go ahead,
okay, Mo. So when Kanye says things like slavery was a choice,
mm-hmm.
what do you think about a statement like that? 500 years of slavery sounds like a choice.
Well, what we first got to understand is that brother is not in his original mind, and he may not have ever been. And unfortunately, when your mother is put in a position, you know what I mean, and you have lost to such a degree where you have no basis, and then you marry somebody who's a known, I don't want to disrespect his wife, but somebody who's known to be promiscuous to such a degree that there's actually pornography out on them, and this is who you choose to incarnate your children from, you cannot take anything seriously from that person. So the fact that so-called black, that was really a psychological operation to see how many so-called black people still identify with him. You understand what I'm saying? And so that is also a distraction. That and the Pusha T Drake thing, that was also a distraction. Hold on, let me get it out. To take you away from what's happening for real in the world, which is this. I got a picture. Hold up. I'm going to show you.
Okay.
Which is this. People out here bugging, and everybody's debating on Pusha T and all of that. Meanwhile, we got a black sister who was found dismembered, and her organs taken out. Her fingers and her toes is gone, and all her organs was taken out. This happened on the same day, or like maybe 2 or 3 days before the whole thing happened. Then there was another sister, if I could find her, another sister. She was found hung, I think, in Atlanta. You understand? So you have a situation where they just talked about how there's over 35,000 so-called young black women and young black men that's just disappearing constantly.
Right.
Where they going?
Right.
Who's getting rid of them? How come this is not the first thing on our mind? How come we give a damn about what Kanye West say?
Mm-hmm.
When Kanye West ain't been black since... since he signed with The Rock, let's keep it real. He told you he gonna leave a black girl for the white girl. He told you that. So when he say that slavery didn't exist or that slavery was a choice, what he's really saying in my opinion, is that if you choose to be in the system that I'm in now, you're choosing that. But if you identify with a slave mentality, then you'll always be that. And in that instance, he's right. But he's a slave himself. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So why am I going to take his word above somebody that's well-learned or even my own? Because Kanye West is not a leader. Jay-Z, Beyonce, these are not leaders. Al Sharpton is not a leader. These people are chosen for you. Black people are the only people in the world that have to have leaders. And whenever you have a leader, you see what I'm saying, you're going to be led wherever this person takes you. So when it comes to other races, they have what you call ambassadors, representatives, presidents, right? Eldermen, right? Advocates, right? What do? They get all of these people out here, and then they force gentrify. Look at this. This shit don't even look real. I've been to Vegas, and these buildings look the same way. This is prefabricated joint. If there's a fire in this thing is kindling. This thing is going up. These things are not even real in terms of the structure. There's no actual concrete and stuff like that. None of that is in that. And they outprice this thing so that way you don't pay attention to these things, the real buildings, the brownstones that was built by our ancestors before any of these people got here. They got you believing that you are in a constant state of removal, where you are never at home where you are. Because these people who have gentrified you, marginalized you, once you get into a place where your community is popping, that's when they want to come in and shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because unity means that if we get together, we're ascending back to the throne, which means they're going back to the cave, period.
Mm.
It has nothing to do with me not liking so-called white people or Caucasian people. It has nothing to do with me not identifying with the slave label of so-called black. I know the difference in what that means. I'm not one of these Moors where I'm so-called black phobic, where if you say, peace, black man, I'm going to say, oh, well, you know, Moore, I'm not black or whatever. If that's how you understand it, that's cool. I got to know what I am. And so I'm black, but I'm not black like that. You know what I'm saying? In the sense that I'm not the negative connotation of what that corresponds to at law. We enslave ourselves based upon what we describe ourselves as, period.
Mm.
We talk down about ourselves at every chance we get. We are the only people who take the ignorance of us and celebrate that. No other culture do that. Every other culture want to make themselves seem like they pristine and they not doing nothing. Everybody know internationally, just go on and check Interpol, that Nigerians, per se, people from Nigeria, are known for scamming. That don't mean every Nigerian do that. But when it comes to international scamming, they just found a white man who was acting as a Nigerian prince who received over $100 million. They said this nigga was getting money for years.
Wow.
Somewhere like in the Midwest somewhere. He's saying he's a Nigerian prince. And everybody's sending him money. Because he had what you call us doing that. I also noticed in this city, I just came from
Union Square.
And this city gets you to the point where you just start screaming at it. You just start screaming in the street. I just came and seen like five people in Union Square just bugging, just in the street bugging.
Yo, a lot of people in the city bugged out now.
Yes,
man.
Because you're in an open prison. They got you thinking that the prison is like Brooklyn House or Rikers, when really, this is the prison. Why? Look at the cell tower. Look at the cellulite dish. Look at the cell dishes. Look at the police cameras. You understand what I'm saying? All of these cameras in the world, they say crime has been going down every year succinctly. So why you got more militarization of police? If crime is going down and deaths are going down, how is it that you have more police? Shouldn't you have less police? No, you can't. Because police represent the policy. And the policy is we keep these niggas locked down regardless. Because at any point that they realize what's going on, we're all done. Not just the white folk, but the Koreans, the Chinese, everybody that's been exploiting you all these years in this country, they're going to have to pay, or what they say, drink double a cup.
Mm.
But while we focusing on the so-called white man, while we focusing on the so-called racism, while we focusing on the so-called police brutality, we're not Those are symptoms of an illness. And so if you deal with the symptoms and not the illness, you can't get upset when your body succumbs to the disease. And the real disease to me is apathy, laziness, and self-doubt. Those to me are one of the three of the biggest things that happen. There's something in the Circle 7 Quran, which you don't have to be a Moorish American to read it. Anybody can read it, man, and get knowledge from it. But there's something in it that is referred to the five folds of man. And the five folds of man are the different aspects: greed, lust, envy, constancy, inconstancy, and all of these things. These things are the preeminent reason why we find ourselves at a constant disadvantage, because we indulge those things. Think I'm lying. There's a show on BET called, it's some sort of basketball drama show, and the lead team in the joint is called the Devils, and it's a black basketball team. Pete, all right, brother. There's a black basketball team called the Devils, and I just saw the advertisement, and on the advertisement, they're showing the black men playing ball against each other, trying to kill each other. Mm-hmm. And then there's a flash that say greed, envy, lust, hatred, this, that. Tune into Devil Nation. And then you see all the black people on the joint. Well, of course they're going to do that, because BET is owned by Soros and them. So they're going to pump the pseudo-black feminists, the pseudo-LGBTQP, which P stands for pedophile. So if you're down with that, you agree, you are condoning pedophilia now. This is what they're doing. They're trying to make pedophilia a real cool thing, so that way it becomes a sexual, it's just another sexual preference.
Right.
They don't already made having sex with animals legal in Canada. So long as you don't penetrate an animal, you can't be tried for bestiality.
Wow. This is
right?
In Canada?
This is in Canada. Damn. Right now, more. So what? So that means so long as I don't put something in the animal, I'm cool. But so long as if I have the animal lick me or do this and that, that's not sex. This is how sick these people are. These people have created a society where they are actually trying to promote that it's okay to have sex with children. And you think that these people have the right to judge any civilized person? And you still put yourself under these people and want to believe that you are a U.S. citizen? No, you're not. The U.S. corporation, the occupational government, which was founded in 1861 under the Emergency War Powers Act that eventually came what they call the Libra Code. If you really want to get into it, what really happened was that they forced an agenda. And Lincoln and them put out something to say that the United States federal government, which is a foreign government, to the Republic of so-called America, what they call United States of America and General Congress Assembled. That's the original preamble government that existed here under the Articles of Confederation, under the Articles of Association. And that government was based on our people.
Right.
Period. So when Lincoln came in, he said, we're going to make the Negro and the white man both equal under the federal government. And those of us that was free said, hell no. I'm not going to be equal to the people you just bringing over here as slaves.
Right.
And so we fought a war.
That's what the war was about.
That's what the war was about. The right for the individual estates to maintain a confederacy. And so a white confederacy was founded outside of our original Hardisonic confederacy to fight the white so-called government. And in return, they would receive certain benefits from us. When they lost the war, all the countries, all the states that were going to be let back into the United States had to adopt the 14th Amendment. And if they didn't, they would be burnt down and killed.
Which, the 14th Amendment, which
was? The 14th Amendment, which says that everybody is basically a slave under the federal government, and that involuntary slavery is illegal so long as you're not punished by a crime. So if we can lock you up, you can be a slave legally. And so that created the original so-called Libra Code that was then adopted by the Belgian Conference in 1888, which then led to the deep colonization of Africa. You understand? So what I'm showing you is they used the same code here to break our republic and then force everybody into being citizens of the United States, which means that they are subject to a foreign power, an inferior state, when they were subjects of a foreign power, which was the Republic and the Empire that was already here. And we can find this, the proof of this, in the letters that were written to the governors by the military general that established the new government that started in 1867. So that means, brothers and sisters, if they didn't create the U.S. citizen mandate until 1871, what were the people that were here prior to the creation of the U.S. citizen? They were American because they were in the Republic. So whether you realize it or not, when the Prophet Jew Ali said that I am a true American citizen, he didn't say that he was a citizen of the United States. That's some shit that they flipped up later after they reorganized the Morris Science Temple in 1938 when they put the traitor C. Kirkman Bay in charge. And then he went in and changed it up and brought the Freemasons into it, and it's been all messed up ever since. Now, this don't mean all temples is like that, but I'm saying that all of the black organizations that came after the MST of A were all had the influence and knew that there was an actual way for us to go back to our original state without having to be subjected to being citizens of a country that has labeled us enemy combatants. The other irony is, after the United States switched the jurisdiction and they've let everybody back into the so-called new corporate occupational government, they had to leave a way out for those of us that remembered that we had our own Steve.
Right.
So this is where, when they say founded in for the Republic, which it stands, one nation.
Mm-hmm.
Where in any, did it say anything about a democracy? It doesn't. Because democracy means a demonized government, a demonstrative government, meaning it's not real. Mm-hmm. It's under a colorable law. So anything that's colorable is not real. But in a colorable law-based society, you have to be a color for them to have jurisdiction. So here comes black. This is why you got to be black. Because that's what they were prior to the conflict. And then what they did was they just switched you under what's called the Emancipation Proclamation, which emancipate does not mean to free. It means to change ownership. So that means the ownership was switched where the so-called
that's
whites became black.
That's the etymology of that word.
That's right. In the Latin, emancipato.
Wow.
So when you have these Moors out here and these blacks out here purposely miseducating people, telling them that they're citizens of the United States, when they know damn well, or they should know damn well, that in the Republic, you can't be a citizen of the United States and American at the same time. You got to be one or the other. In order to be an American, you have to have a nationality. That's why people with the nationalities go far in America. Italian Americans got their own community, right?
Right.
Irish Americans got their own community, right? Indian Americans got their own community, right?
Indeed.
What do black Americans have? A ghetto. Prison. You think that's by chance? No, that's by design. Because they know you niggas don't read, and they know that somebody like me kicking this to you, you're going to try to find something wrong with me to not listen to me. So I say, keep doing that. Don't believe me. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe me. Don't follow through in what I'm saying. Don't research the letter that the last governor of North Carolina wrote, the last true Republican governor of North Carolina wrote the military guard that was going to come and kill him if he didn't give up the seat. That means then that we have not been under a real government since 1861. That's why we walked out the Congress. Mm. And we were supposed to come back and reconvene it. But they established a dictatorship, and then when Lincoln wanted to get us out and put us back under the thing through the Freedmen's Bureau, they killed him. And then what happened? They started to then extend the jurisdiction all over the world. So they took the same code to do what they did here, brought it over to Africa and put it into the what they call the Belgian Conference of 1888. And you see what happened with all that.
Mm.
Another thing, when these so-called blacks is on TV and they showing you pictures of Leopold and the Congo and all that stuff that happened out there, and they show you with the Moor with the feathers on,
right,
and brutalizing the Africans.
And they say those were the traitors, right?
Come on now, Moor. This is how you know Negroes don't read. One, because those people that you see in those places had already been in conflict before Leopold got there. And those people, all that happened in Eastern Africa. So those were Somalians, those were Kenyans, those were Ugandans, those were the other one, Ethiopians, Eritreans, and Congolese. And specifically, they were Bantu, Swahili, and Hutu peoples,
mm-hmm.
who were at war with each other for so long that when Leopold came, he said, I'm going to hook up with these blacks to break down these blacks.
Mm.
And just in case, to throw shade on the Moroccans, put this hat on. That's why when you look at the fezzes that they wear, they don't look like these.
No, they don't.
We don't wear fezzes with writing on it. We ain't Shriners. I mean, we Shriners in the Moorish aspect sense, but we don't put on no aprons. We don't write nothing on our fezzes. Because what they don't tell you, Shriners, is that the name on the top of the fez represents the Moor that used to own you.
Well,
Islam.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. But
Word.
They won't tell you that.
Word.
Yeah, because you niggas think you're doing something when you're walking down with a fez that's tacked down. A fez that's tacked down is like when deviants put what they call penis clamps on themselves to inhibit their manhood. Only women wear aprons and cooks.
Indeed.
You dig what I'm saying?
Indeed.
We didn't do that. We gave that to them because they were so savage at one point, they ripped off their loincloths and was naked. So we gave them an apron to cover their nakedness, to give them some shame. And once we walked them 2,200 miles to the thick hills of West Asia, they ripped it off and ran up into the hills. That's why you got a lot of them is being born with tails and stuff to this day. Don't believe me? Look it up. So what I'm saying, bro, and what I'm saying to the people is they've been mind controlling you for so long that they put you against yourself, and anybody that comes to help bring you out of it, they castigate and make you castigate them. So they want you to believe, again, that Moors enslaved all of the Africans when the people that was over there was not Moroccan, they was not Al-Moroccan, they was not Moorish American, they were not of the Maghreb Al-Aqsa, meaning the
Indeed.
Morocco of the farthest west.
Indeed.
They were Eastern Africans who spoke African dialects. So the Africans sold themselves into slavery and brutalized themselves in the Congo. And if you don't believe me, do the knowledge. There was nobody speaking Arabic. No so-called Moors that was out there speaking Arabic and all that. Those was all Africans brutalizing each other on behalf of the European Leopold.
I got one last question for you, Brother Arsir.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on, I mean, you see, you have such a vast knowledge of history.
Mm-hmm.
The last interview me and you did on YouTube was about, we was dealing with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yeah.
We see more and more interracial relationships happening all over.
Yeah.
So is the world going to be just this this golden race in the future? Like, is that what's going down?
That's what they may want, but it'll never happen. Because, matter of fact, you saying that, it's good that I'll be finding stuff just in case. Watch your step, Mo.
Right.
Where's it at? Here it go. See? Right for you. The white race of Europe, look at this. Now they said that the white race is declining all over the planet. Their birth rate is zero. So everywhere there's Caucasian people, they actually dying off in mass. What does this say? The white races of Europe should be destroyed and replaced with the race of Eurasian Negroids who can be easily controlled by the ruling elite. Who said that? The Judeophile and the EU founding father. Who is that? Richard Coudenhove, what is that? Clergy in this, I don't have my glasses, but this basically says the idealisms of superiority. So in this, what you're seeing now is them trying to reincarnate themselves and come back as a whole race of Obamas. This is what they want to do because their birth rate is zero. They're dying off. They don't have any other way to produce numbers. So what they need to do is create a slave race that thinks it's free by merging themselves genetically with the only people that are going to survive the total shift as we move into the fourth, fifth dimension totally.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese people is doing the same thing in Africa.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Europeans is doing the same thing in places like Ecuador, Argentina, Guatemala, Panama. They're trying to go and get, you got whole industries of Caucasian women that go to Africa just to have multiple sex with multiple partners, what they call black bread. There's a whole group of Caucasian girls that's out here being gangbanged by hundreds of different white men. Look it up online. I ain't bugging. It's called being black bred, where they want to breed the white man out. They said these white women saying that the black man is the superior race. He's going to outlast everybody else, so we want to get the head start on it. Again, it's a double-edged sword.
This is called black bread?
Yeah, they're calling it you're being black bread.
Uh-huh.
Look up online. You'll see it.
Wow.
And in that, there's a whole core of Caucasian women that's doing that. That's why you see so many Caucasian people with melanated babies or so-called mulatto babies. But these babies are not being given the true knowledge of themselves. So what's happening is you incarnate in these people with melanin with the mind state of a white supremacist. So what you're going to do? You're going to create a whole nother race now in which those of us that's so-called traditionally black, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to have to contend with the light-skinned progeny that's been made to purposely try to re-educate or redistribute us off the planet. It'll never happen because Allah is the best planner, and nothing that is done in the dark is stay in the dark. It always comes to the light, and regardless of who or what, it's predicted that all of these people are going to fall. It's predicted that anybody that's helping them is going to fall. So all of this folly you've been seeing in the conscious community, all these people banging on each other and cursing each other out and disrespecting women and disrespecting each other. Meanwhile, all these niggas is friends behind the scenes, going to ritual orgies, going to Freemasonic lodges together and giving you consciousness and telling you, on one hand, telling you that you God, on the other hand, telling you that you a monkey and they don't want to have nothing to do with black people. Fuck everybody in the ghetto. These are your leaders. This is the new crop now they want to use to replace the entertainers. Harry Belafonte, all of them old Boule dudes, they did what they felt they could do, but they wasn't doing enough because they just felt that they couldn't move ahead with a black woman on their arm.
Mm.
The same way you got it now. So when we look at somebody like Meghan Markle, you got to understand, black women, black people want to claim her now, but her first husband was Caucasian. Y'all ain't know that? She don't do it. Look at the TV show Suits. They had her have sex almost with a white man almost in every show. Look at the movies that come out. All of the movies that come out, it's always a black woman with white men. Look at Wrinkle in Time. It's a little black mulatto girl trying to save her white father who's banished into eternity because of all of the negative experiments he did. Who that sound like? They're trying to get you to trick them. They're trying to trick you into give them another 600 years of life. And you people that want to do that, do that. But it's already predicted that a time is going to come where there's going to be a distancing. And the kingdom of the devil going to exist, and the kingdom of the righteous going to exist. But the only way we can get there is to get there now in the mind. Because the mind's eye is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
We only here for a second. This is a millisecond even. This is not even a true vetted reality. This is a simulation. We are actually on the other side of this consciousness, projecting ourselves as light beings to inspire those of us that are first-round humans, meaning those of us that were here before everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the only people that was here before everybody was us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about us from the Lucy monkey. That's another trick making you believe that the black woman is a monkey, right? Mm-hmm. And that she is the oldest fossil they found of this so-called hominid. When really the Orin Pandek or the Mongol boy or the Mongol man or the UN monkey, the Orin Pandek monkey, this is their ancestors. Darwin told you that. So don't get mad at me. That's what he told y'all. And y'all based a whole society on that and then tried to create a whole system called eugenics to get me to devalue myself, to make me think that my carbon-rich skin is somehow inferior to this pale aspect. When one cannot exist from another, you can never get a black crayon from a white one. Like, what are these niggas, what are they thinking? But again, it has nothing to even do with color anymore. It's consciousness. I know some people that are blacker than so-called dark skin, almost blacker than midnight. They got the whitest mind you could ever find. And then I know some Caucasian light-skinned people that's ready to get it popping on the Tamahu right now. So who's more advanced? Those of us that choose to be. So when Kanye say slavery is a choice, it may be a choice today. But when we really get into the etymology of it, we can never be slaves because we are not Slovenians. The only people who were enslaved on Earth were Slovenians from the place called Slovakia, who were the ancient descendants of the Ashkenazi who came out of the six hills of the Caucasus, that the Moors went in and found that the males were not able to reproduce because they were having sex with each other and interbreeding. But the females were sent to do that. So they took the females and sequestered them. That's why when you look at a lot of the old pictures that you see of the Moors in antiquity, you'll see them in harems with all these white women.
Right, right.
Oh, because yeah. they were using them to basically create the mutated races that we in here now. Because the Moors were falling out with themselves so much that they needed a way out. But when I say Moors, I'm not just talking about people from the empire. I'm talking about any melanated person who was dealing with a high form of science with the knowledge of I Self, Law, and Master. So the Moors was the Dogons, the Mali, the old Songhai Empire, the Moros in the Philippines, the Champas, the Nagas, all of that was us and is still us. We are still those people today. The only reason why you can't benefit from what your ancestors left you globally is because you've agreed to a contract that you are an inferior being. And it has nothing to do with anything that they're telling you it is. We will never move forward if we are using colorable titles to describe ourselves, period. So you don't have to be some people like, oh, I wouldn't be a Moor, but I don't want to wear no fez. I don't want to wear no turban. Okay, but you quick to put on a dress. You quick to put on lipstick for a check. You know what I'm saying? You quick to disrespect your brother. You quick to disrespect your sister. You quick to do a quick YouTube tape instead of calling a person on the phone and speaking to them like a man or a woman. This whole culture has become effeminized to the point where men don't speak up for themselves, where men act like women, and now the women got to act like men. Mm. And guess what? The woman, especially the original woman, she don't want to do that. In my heart of hearts, I still believe that the original woman, original so-called black woman, love us. She do. But we have been in such a disenfranchisement with each other that we are blaming each other, when really the culprit is right here. Look at this devil. There he go. Are they going to come down and break this down? No. Do you understand that George Washington had slaves? So if you're breaking down the Confederate statues, you need to get rid of him too. Because the Union wasn't no better. You know what I'm saying? The Union of these people wasn't no better. And nobody even cared who he is. But because he was a master mason, you see him standing with the right foot in front, right? Mm-hmm. With the right on the left at the 90-degree angle. He's showing you that he was a part of the Union society, of the Magna Carta, that worked to establish a superior so-called white race that they could use to displace all of the original people. Right now, as we was walking up this hill right here, back in the ancient times, this whole thing was mounded out. We fought one of the biggest wars in the old empire right here in Prospect Park. That's why they have the four corners on it. See that? 1, 2, 3, 4. And at the top, they got the eagle. Mm-hmm. The eagle is symbolic to the Scorpio. Whenever you see an eagle, that you also see in a scorpion. And we also know that the scorpion represents that which is deadly to the touch, right? Mm-hmm. Over here, we got the Grand Union, the Grand Army, right? These are all of the people that fought for the freedom of Caucasian people on behalf to negate the so-called Confederacy of the Moors. If we go in the front, you can see that. If we go into the front of the Brooklyn Museum, back in the day, it was one of the first ones we did together, decoding the Brooklyn Museum, right? And we bust down the whole joint. Remember that?
Yeah.
We decoded the whole joint. And the whole joint show you the history of the Moorish Empire being broken, put into secret. But because we are at a so-called disadvantage, we don't generally understand the position that we're in. And the position we're in is we were never slaves. We are prisoners of war. And the war was to take our land and put us under a subordinate position. And regardless of how many liberals and Democrats is out here that want to advocate for your rights, they do not want to advocate it to the point that you are back on top. Don't ever think that. Don't ever think that they will ever support you to the point that you will be where you are. There are going to be certain aspects of them. I know a lot of so-called, you know how they say, the typical, I know a lot of good white folk, right? I know some of them. And some of them is ready to bang harder on their own people than our people. But I'm not going to put them above us. But at the same time, I'm not going to cast them to the back because some of them is ready to get busy quicker than, again, our own people. Why? Because our own people believe the lie about themselves. They believed that they were slaves from a place that they could never be deported back to.
Mm.
And regardless to who or what, until you can show me a slave, B.O.B. quoted me, and then it became a viral thing, and then they acted like it started with him. But I'm the first one that said, how is it that I could show you a dinosaur bone from 250 million years ago, but you can't show me a slave ship from 250 years ago? Even the dinosaur bones that they show you is fabricated. It's not real. You know why? Because a fossil is something that is imprinted into the ground. So how is you, that's like me going into the beach and then imprinting my hand into the ground and then leaving it. And in 1,000 years, somebody see that hand. And then what they do is then they cut the hand out and then try to make a composite of what the person who put the hand in is. Is that a real fossil? No.
Mm.
That is fabricated. Anthropology is a myth. These are all pseudosciences based on eugenics. And they got Negroes going to school to get degrees in that. So that way, when they come to somebody like me with all these degrees talking about, oh, well, I'm a degree in American history and this, and that, first thing I ask them, what's your nationality? Soon as they tell me, oh, well, I'm half this, and half, get away from me. You can't even speak to me. I'm not even speaking to nobody that can't stand within their own two. Because if you are under the jurisdiction of somebody else, you can't stand up, which means you're not free. And only free people can be Americans. So if you want to be a corporate, occupational, human capital to the so-called United States as their citizen, that they have listed you under the Trading with the Enemy Act as an enemy combatant, the only way you cannot be that is to be an American. Because when you go into an American or a Moorish American, you have a treaty of peace and friendship that automatically now applies to you, and that is enforced by the supremacy clause of the Constitution. I know, because I've taken it that far. And no other Moor, nobody can tell me what I've done. You understand what I'm saying? So you have Moors and all of that, and again, I'm not trying to beat my chest, but at the same time, you got to stand firm in what you know is true. And what I know is true is what I know because I went out and did it. I didn't wait for some grand sheik to give me something. I didn't wait for anybody to do that. When I was inspired by the Prophet Noble Jew Ali, and I read what he actually left, and I actually applied it to my time now, I actually received the benefits of it. And I'm not going to keep that to myself, but I'm also not going to take what we've been doing privately and just destroy it by throwing it in the public. That's why, if you notice, the stuff that I'm doing, like concerning our badges and our paraphernalia and things like that, I'm not even bringing that to the forefront. Because you got people that straight agents now, that's doing lectures, that's setting up courts with people, that's got pictures of them with George Bush on Air Force One. But then on this Facebook page, they got little pins on with Moorish Americans. But again, when you say that you a Moor and I don't never see you in no habit, when you say that you conscious and I don't never hear you talk about nothing that's dealing with your true ancestry, you ain't got to be so-called Moor or Moorish American or whatever. But just be aware enough to not negate one ancestor over the other. I'm not going to pick my voodoo ancestors over my Candomblé ancestors. I'm not going to pick my Kemite, my Egyptian ancestors over my Phoenician ancestors. I'm going to accept them all because they all in me now.
Indeed.
We are our ancestors' return. So again, man, if it's not for brothers like you that's actually out here bringing people the real knowledge without the debates, without the hatred, we have to learn to love instead of hate, man. We got to learn to big each other up instead of tearing each other down. That's why we're being picked off. That's why we got sisters that's missing. And instead of people, Kanye bringing awareness to that, he talking to you about how he getting money and how he better than you niggas and how he don't have identified with you and how now he was on opioids, so that's why he said that and this and that. Stop looking at fools to lead you. Stop looking at entertainers to give you anything but a show.
Hmm.
Stop looking at pseudo-politicians that are booleed out. Big up to Steve Coakley, because if it wasn't for him, blessed the honor dead. Big up Francis Quest Wilson. Big up C. Freeman L. Big up, who's another one who passed? Khalid Mohammed. Big up Dr. Sabi. Big up some of these people. Some of our people never even heard of these people. You understand? So whose fault is that? They can remake history all they want. In 10 years, they can make you think that Eminem was Melly Mel.
Mm.
And you Negroes will believe it because most of us is trying to bleach into them and then creating babies now that's born with no rhythm, born with no understanding who they are, that's not accepted by the black side, that's not accepted by the white side. So what they going to do? They're going to form their own thing and get rid of everybody else. So you better start to really tune yourself up mentally, spiritually, eternally, and understand that we are all works in progress, man. We are all individuals that are here to surpass this thing, and that we incarnated here to learn certain things so we don't have to reincarnate and do it again. So we can finally go to the higher octaves and then send the star forces down here to bring our people up at one time. But we cannot uplift fallen humanity if we laying on the floor with them. So again, man, thank you, Brother Rich, for having us out here. Thank you for putting on the event. Thank you for everybody from all over the world that was on the live stream, that's been hitting me all day. People have hit me so much, I can't even pick my phone up. I got to hit everybody back when I get back to Andalusia. Also, you want to start, find the original name of the places that you live in and start referring to it as that. That's one of the first steps to get you out of the jurisdiction. So right now, I'm always in the Empire of Morocco, or Al-Maghreb Al-Aqsa, which means the Morocco of the farthest west, but this part was called Brutium at one point. At another point, it was called Amsterdam. At one point, it was called Gothamum. At one point, it was called Londinium. You understand? Just like where I'm in the Florida Republic, that was New Spain. That was also, or is also, Andalusia. North Carolina is Tuscarora, which is old Turkey. Get you an exotic map of the United States and look at what the original places was called. Every place that's in Europe and Africa and all that is right here. So again, man, this is why everybody in the world come here. You cannot be deported to somewhere where you don't come from. Stop going to these. I used to support 23andMe, dead that. Because once we started doing that, what is now happening is that these DNA, these companies that's doing your DNA, you existed longer than them. So how are they going to tell you who you really are? And especially if they tell you that you're sub-Saharan African, Native American, all of those are slave terms. So when you get that now, you know what else they doing? They taking your genetics and selling it to cloning farms, cloning centers. So right now, they got algorithm versions of you, all of y'all that's going out there. You better do it. I know somebody on Facebook that just put a lien on Ancestry.com or something like that for doing just that. Because they found that they took their blood samples and stuff and was selling it to the black market.
Crazy, man.
So, again, man, love yourself, love your people, love your woman, love your man, love your child. Stop focusing on the negative and build your higher self. The higher self is what we perceive as God, and that's the supreme being. So whether you believe in spirit or not, it don't matter. It believes in you.
Mm.
And it has given you the choice as the Lord of this realm to believe in it or not. So when it says God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son to die for you, they not talking about Jesus Christ. They talking about the internal son in you, the real you that exists outside of this dimension that has given this body here to act as a vessel to show everybody else what they can aspire to. So let's stop the bullshit, man. Let's get it together. Anybody want to holler at me, hit me up at houseofl@hotmail.com. Like I said, big up to all of the MST of A's, of course, the Eels and Bays and the Wheels and Ways. Big up to the Empire. Long live the Empire. Big up to all of the original people in the conscious community and the newcomers. Welcome. Don't get caught up in the traps. Know what you see. Trust your gut. Follow your intuition. Man knows not for being told. Truth is aught. Allah is aught. And falsehood is naught. So, again, man, love and light.
You got a
Thank you, my brother. Yeah, hit me up. If you would like to check some of my material, you can go to www.iseertheducateers.com. You could also go to www.gumroad.com. Type in I See the Ducateers in the chat, and then all my classes and everything will come up. You can order them. They like some of them are 2 hours apiece, 4 hours apiece. I do online classes every Sunday from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to holler at me about that, also if you want to holler at me about the Imperial Foreign Ministry or anything that we're doing in terms of our indigenous government, you could do so. But again, we're not even taking membership or nothing right now because there's too much state governments out here trying to get everybody involved with stuff that's not basically going to put them back in the trap. And again, man, the greatest leader you could follow is the heart, man. because Allah exists in the heart. And you have to reconcile what exists in your heart and your mind. Your mind will fool you. Your eyes will fool you, but your heart never will. So again, man, let's keep that muscle pumping and let's do what we got to do, man, to get free. Because we are already free. We are just have to come out of the simulation. So again, man, big up to all the elders that came before me. Big up to all the elders that will come after me. And anything that we could do to work, man, let's do it.
And on that note, I want to thank you, brother, for coming to town.
Peace, bro.
Thanks for showing love,
peace,
doing
bruh.
What you do. The people
peace,
definitely loved it.
Islam.
Shout out to the people that came through with you, this brother. What's
Islam.
Your name, brother?
It's brother Tariq. It's one of our
Tariq.
Welcome back, guys. We definitely appreciate you for your time and your energy today. You know, we know a lot of you guys are, you know, have recreated these holidays, you know, as family days. You know what I'm saying? So that's good. You know, whatever works for you guys, you know, here at EAR, we just want you to be advised. You know, Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'll never forget how in 2013 I was
you know, trying to figure out what should I call this, what should I call this, because I knew I was birthing something bigger than us. Shout out to the unseen ancestors and to the legions and everyone who stands behind and protects this particular platform. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that. You know, ribbon in the sky. The ribbon in the sky is us getting back to or reconnecting to what it really was, you know, surpassing all the masquerading and all the mask and all, you know, we all are guilty at some level of being, quote, fake. You know what I'm saying? So acknowledging that in accountability and, you know, doing your research, you know, let's get to understanding her story, you know, versus his story, okay? So, I mean, I was going to play another clip for you guys, The Theology of Hate, but I'm actually going to start that series next Sunday, The Theology of Hate. Bobby breaks down just the theology. I am one who loves to teach and break down through the processes because I know that ultimately we all want to get back to self and this and that. You know, we always want to go from 3 to 9, you know what I'm saying? But what about, you know, 4, 5, 6, you know what I'm saying? I always like to go in the middle and dance, all right? So you'll always see me doing that. I don't care where I'm at. Because the process is so important, and we always teach and preach, and, you know, we always teach about the end goal, but what about the processes that it takes? And see, the processes that it takes there requires us to be accountable, requires us to be honest. It's not going to require us to be wearing these masks out here. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel that's why a lot of people don't, you know, do the processes. But anyway, I'm not here to rant and all that, guys. On that note, I hope that you got what, you know, that alone right there, I'm going to end the broadcast because Brother Thea just dropped it on you, and I need a moment. So shout out to him. Shout out to him. Shout out to him. Again, Eternal, he met Red Pill and Blue Pill, but hopefully, I hope you get a chance to meet him because that brother right there, gratitude to you, brother. I know you probably feel me in the ethers. So gratitude to you. Gratitude to everybody as we are spiritual beings having an human experience. And if you struggle with your human experience, here's the key why I figure is that I don't care what zodiac you are. I don't care what, you know, nationality you are, you know. Mayat, which is balance, will be one of your keys. All right, guys. Till next time.
Good morning, evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to I'm
a plan to make you its possession, and it will, if we let it, destroy everybody. We all must take precautionary measures. If love and peace you treasure, then you'll hear.
Yeah.